welcome to Watch What Croppens, a podcast for all the crap we love to talk about on Yield Bravs. I'm Ronnie. That's Ben over there. Hi, Ben.
Hi, Ronnie. How's it going?
Good. Welcome to the show, everybody. Today is Below Deck Day. We are going on tour starting October 3rd, the In the Mix tour. We're back on the road. Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. I'm staying downstairs so I can be in the mix. That starts October 3rd. You can get tickets later this week. It'll be up on our website, watchwhatcrappens.com. Also, check out Ben's new show, What's Your Order, on YouTube. It's YouTube exclusive, and it's really good. He puts different Bravo stuff in order with very special guests. Yeah, it's great.
That's right.
Go listen
to it. Next episode will be all about the best friends of from the Housewives universe with Christina Ariel, who you may know from the world of Star Wars and Dungeons and Dragons and Critical Role and all those fun things. And she also happens to be our friend and is a lovely human being.
Yes. Love that lady. And today it is Below Deck. If you want this on video, you get it at our Patreon along with bonus episodes and ad-free listening. Thanks for being here, everybody. Bye. It's been really fun. So Below Deck, eh? So these fuckers at Below Deck put in the season preview. The police are coming. The police are coming. Everybody's been speculating all season what these police are here or who they're here for. And last week, Max is going to run away to save Benny. I'm going to save Benny. We're like, is it Max? Is it his father? What happened?
Well, we don't get that, unfortunately. It's much less happened. Provocative.
That's what happened.
That's what happens. There's a noise complaint. that's what this was. So we begin in Slano Bay, and Nathan has just gone over to pick up the new deckhand, and amidst a very tense moment with him and Joe, because Nathan and Joe are at odds at the moment, and everyone's noticing this really weird vibe that's happening between them. And so meanwhile, Jeff, who's one of the primaries, is having a great old time because he was a dick last episode, but this episode he's just like a happy man.
Because he gets to go into the water and play with the water boys. So Joe is talking to Cooper and he's like, did Nathan say you could go down? No. Oh, nice. So I suppose you're supposed to stay up all night, never sleeping, because Nathan's a terrible boss, hey?
And Cooper's like, hey, what's going on between you and Nathan, bro? I don't like when my daddies are fighting.
Well, we had a conversation on the bow, and I said he's extremely unapproachable.
Well, you said it right to his face, so that's a good thing, who?
Well, he was trying to push me for information. How about you?
It's like, yeah, he was trying to give me information about you, talking bad about you, but I didn't do nothing. I'm a secret keeper. I'm going to say nothing about nobody no time.
Well, I've got nothing to hide. It's what he wants. He wants this. And Joe is like, you can feel the division in the deck room. And it's trickling down from Nathan. He's got a vendetta against me now. I'm like, because you're undermining him. Because I pouted when he came back. I could just feel it in my bones. He's going to come back with this new deck and he's going to flaunt it in my face. And like, oh, look, I've got a new toy. Well, that's true, too. He will do that. You guys are all right and you guys are all wrong at the same time. Congratulations.
Yeah, you're both terrible. So we do get the new deckie. And people have been speculating, who are they going to bring back? Who is it going to be? How do you follow up Max? It's a new guy. It's a guy we've never seen. Named Massey. Macy? How do you pronounce it?
Well, maybe
yesterday I pronounced it like three times out loud so I wouldn't forget how to do it by the time we got to the show. And I'm still not remembering.
Massey. I'm going to say Massey.
He's Italian now.
Italian Massey. He's like a real quirky kind of guy. This like he's a real sort of skinny guy with angular features and a little ponytail. And he's like, usually I'm the guy in charge, but I'm going to love the no responsibility thing. I'm your problem, ha. And he tells us, if you couldn't tell, I'm from Italy. I don't have any blood in my veins. I'm just espresso and cigarettes and stress. And I've been yachting for 10 years. And I've been on small boats, big boats. I've been a deckie. I've been a bosun a few times. What is me? Yes, I'm Massey.
I just love smoking. What do you mean I can't smoke in here in the confessional? Come on.
He literally lights up the cigarette. Like, I mean, he is so Italian. He's like, oh, yeah, this is what I do. You know, I just smoke a cigarette. My life is happy. And they're like, Massey, you can't do that in here. What do you mean I can't do that? But I'm Italian. And I can smoke anywhere in the world.
Yeah, this guy's definitely ready for TV. I think this was his whole audition. Like, ah, I don't even have blood in my veins. Just caffeine and nicotine. Why?
I love him.
I do too.
I love him like right away. I love this guy. So he's just sort of also kind of like, he's weirdly cute. He's not cute at all. There's nothing about him that's cute, but there's something, he's like sort of spindly and like awkward. And I don't know. I think he's sort of adorable. So then, but he shouldn't be. And you know, his breath just reeks of smoke at all times. But on the swim platform, Sandy meets Massey and she's like, oh, hey. Massey, Sandy. Okay, get ready for a hug. Do they hug in Italy? Because guess what? They hug on this boat. And by they, I mean me. Okay, get in here, Massey.
How do you say little bear in Italian? In English, we say little bear.
I know. You told me it's little bear.
Oh, that's a word for it. Little bear. That's beautiful. What a gorgeous language. God, no wonder you guys came up with pasta. Jeez, your mouth is full of beauty. I'm going to tell you that right now, Massey, okay? And cigarettes. Lots of, God, you're smoking 3 cigarettes at one time. That's something.
Jeez. We actually took our pasta from the East, but that's okay. So then Massey is like...
Wait, really? Is that true?
Marco Polo, baby! Isn't that the whole thing with Marco Polo?
You wouldn't know from being to Italy, that's for sure. You just told Italy off. They've just been wrong. Taught a lesson. I'll tell you that, because when I went to Italy, they were very much like, we made the pasta. So what do you think of that, huh?
When I said, I was wrong.
I love your work.
It's a myth. Apparently it's a myth. But apparently...
I'm glad you told me. I'm glad I corrected that, because I was literally mortified right now that Italy is such a liar. So I'm glad that...
No, it's just apparently it's just like some sort of urban legend. The National Pasta Association has a very rigorous timeline about pastas. Apparently it did pre-exist. I don't even know. This is too important a topic for me to research on the fly. So we're just going to say that everyone had pasta at all times. But apparently, Marco Polo did not take pasta
invention away from somebody. You can't just give that to anybody, Marco Polo. Yeah. You know, he invented a pool game that sucks. That's what he invented.
That is 100%. Yes.
Marco Polo. Shut the fuck up, all of you. All of you, shut up. Open your eyes.
Yeah, but apparently existed before Marco Polo. So there's that, everyone. Congratulations. We all learned something.
Yeah. Liar Polo. Oh, I invented the pasta. Oh, sure you did, Marco.
Yeah. Yeah. By the way, what a jerk that he, like, Marco Polo goes off to China. He sees noodles and he comes back and then he takes credit for pasta in Italy when it was already in. Like, that's just not right.
No. He's an asshole. And how many kids have choked on water playing his game? He's not a good person.
A lot.
Okay. So, meanwhile, they're saying hi to the new guy, but Jen hasn't seen him yet. She's like, oh my God, there's a new guy coming. I'm going to like push up my boots. And when he comes in, I'm just going to like bend over and be like, hi.
No one's sheets will be ready for me. Yes. And then, he walks in and she's like, Oh. Because she was hoping there would be like another Luke type, but instead she got Massey.
And of course,
she got like a 5'8 guy.
He's just like, ew, gross. I don't want to fuck him. What a worthless human being. Yeah, my type is like 6'4", really hot, possibly a model, super worked out at all times. Like, that's like basically my type. That's all of our types.
Like, I know, seriously.
I love when people come up with shit like that. Like, oh, look at me. I'm just an original human being who looks for the spirit in person. It's like, nah, it's just tall and hot, basically.
So Masi, however, meets Joy, and he really likes Joy. He's like, oh, Joy, she's beautiful. I'm not usually nervous, but whoa, oh my God, somebody light me a cigarette because you told me I can't light my own. Oh my goodness. Like, Masi, please don't try to smoke the chair, that you also can't smoke chairs. It's like, oh, I just need to have some sort of smoke in my lungs right now to deal with Joy. Oh my goodness, beautiful.
Marco Polo.
In the galley, Luke texts Joy. She gets a bleep, and it's Luke. He's like, bonjour, Marine. Hope this charter is better than the last. Here's a selfie of me and you.
He's so gross.
Why is he trying so hard every single day? I don't believe that this person acted like that, where it's like, oh, I really like you, and then goes and basically bangs somebody else twice the night after they were flirting with you, and then suddenly needs to see you and talk to you every day. What is that?
I know. This guy, this is definition of love bombing right here. We always talk about love bombing, and on Next Gen New York City, is Liam love bombing? Is he not? This right here is pure, unadulterated love bombing served on a silver platter with possibly some semen on it. This is it, everyone.
Love splooging.
Love,
well, I guess that's an actual thing, not a saying. So in the pantry, Kat and Coop are flirting. She's like, oh my God, I'm gonna do the laundry.
You are? Don't tell nobody about it. It could be like our relationship.
Oh my God, you're so sexy. Shh. Be mean to me. Be mean to me right now.
Hey, you're short.
Oh my God. Okay, that really hurt, actually. It really hurt me the way you just talked to me right now. I really don't appreciate that.
That is very Cat. That actually like really hurt me. I feel like that's her whole season. I'm actually like feeling really hurt by that.
Oh my God. You know what? There's a girl here from Charleston. You should talk to her. Oh my God, did you see him? He's talking to that girl from Charleston. Like, what the hell?
I'm actually really hurt by that.
Really hurt.
Really hurt. That said, I do love her, and he does act like a little jackass.
But
yeah. I just love that she's always like, I'm so cool with this. And the next minute, she's like, oh, it's not cool with this anymore. It's not cool.
She never should have agreed. Ever.
Well, that's how you know not to do it, when you've done it before. You know? That's how I know not to do it.
Keep me a secret.
Oh, yeah.
The only person I'll tell is your wife.
Oh, just kidding, everybody. Calm down.
Calm down. Ronnie was never the other woman.
I'm going to sleep with my own husband. I'm certainly not going to sleep with yours.
That's right. So, did you mention what Jen says in this moment when Jen says, your beef is so funny. I'm going to be glad things didn't work out. Could you imagine? So Koopa's like, keeping our relationship secret was definitely the right move. I mean, crazily enough, no one's onto us, and I feel like it's adding a layer of fun. Not quite as fun as capturing a bunch of fish and putting them in my above-ground pool and turning into an aquarium, but pretty close to that sort of fun, because now I can walk the breezeway and shoot a little wink through the window and no one has to know. No pressure, just light and casual. Meanwhile, everyone knows it and everyone sees it.
Well, I can't believe I'm gonna say this, but like, I think it's like been really good. I mean, Cooper's a terrible actor, and like, I'm not really good either. Like, one time in school, I auditioned for the Little Mermaid, and I wanted to be the Little Mermaid, but I got cast as like one of the flotsams, you know, the eel. That's how I got cast. That's how much I suck.
That's like the role I was born to play, Flotsam and Jetsam. Well, not Cruella. What's her name? The Sea Witch. What's her name?
Ursula.
Yeah, that's my role. But, you know, I would probably end up understudying Ursula, which means I would be playing Flotsam and Jetsam, and I'd kill it. Well, it's a good role.
To be fair, Kat is very sort of like floppy-armed and everything, and she does sort of have like the natural movements of like one of those ribbon eels that goes like through the water. Like I see it. I see why she was cast. It's not an insult. It's just, you gotta go.
Really? Who's I don't think anyone's gonna take that as a compliment. Yeah, you should have been cast as an eel. You're fine.
I'm not saying she was a moray eel. I'm saying she was a ribbon eel. A ribbon eel is very beautiful. It goes like a little ribbon through the water. You ever see a ribbon eel? Did we ever see a ribbon eel during the fish report? Available on YouTube.
I feel like we must have at some point, but I don't know.
It's thundering in Los Angeles. I, of course, have to interrupt the podcast to mention that because it thunders all of 6 times per year. And so that was 1 out of 5. Very exciting.
It's pretty good, babe. You've only got
a
few more months to add them up.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So now, before the year's over, I'm already counting till the end of the year. It's only September. I'm like, well, New Year's right around the corner. Start wrapping it up here. Start wrapping it up. Okay, point is, Kaylee is talking about how there's a DJ coming tonight for the theme, Apocalyptic Grunge.
Yeah. Isn't it fun? And then Sandy texts Max, by the way, and she's like, hey, Max, hope you and your dad are okay. Send us a status update when you can, assuming you haven't stepped on a landmine, one of the biggest issues in Libya. Be careful out there.
Bloop. Bloop. Yeah. Okay, I'll send you my status. It's not single for long. Bloop.
Wait a second. Did I just send that to Norma by accident? Norma, I was telling Max not to step on any landmines, but I guess if there's anyone who knows anything about that, it's anyone who agrees to go on a date with you, huh?
Bloop. Bloop. Wow, speaking of landmines, I made Max's dad explode. Yeah, I got his number off the CV. And by the way, I don't mean literally, I just mean penisly. Bloop.
You know what's funny? At least Max's dad does something that you haven't done and must have been about 10 years, laundering something.
Bloop. Bloop. Well, I smell fresh as a daisy, which is why everyone wants to crawl into my bed, okay? Sorry that you smell like the bottom of a trash can. Sandy, stupid, nothing you can do can bring me down. I'm talking to Max's dad. All I have to do is give him my bank account and routing number. Bloop.
Wow. Well, have fun going off to Libya. More like smellia when you get there. Because that's what they're going to be doing when you get there. Smelling ya.
Bloop. Love you, bitch.
Bloop. Love you too, bitch. Be careful out there.
So Joy is happy to have happy guests today. She's like, oh, thank God for the happy guests. Huh? They let me create. They trust me, which makes me more composed. I'm not anxious. They make me not want to commit murder. It's good for everybody.
That is good for everybody. And then the crew masks Coop and Aisha on break, and Coop texts Kat that he can't wait for their next hangout, you know, crew night out, I'm sorry, and then because they're going to hang out, and he sends, like, selfies. And Aisha's like, what's going on over there? How are you doing? What's going on with you and Kat? And he's like, I don't know, we're just chilling. I think we're just getting tired because everybody's like, they all want to talk about, you know, and like, I think we're just trying to be friends. We're definitely friends. Definitely. Right? You believe me?
Coop, who just said 5 minutes ago,
let's be sure to keep this secret,
is like,
yeah, well, we act mean to each other, but then we're really in love with each other. But don't tell nobody because it's a secret, okay? Yeah.
And then Kat's talking to Kaylee, and Kat's like, yo, we're just friends. And Kaylee's like, okay, lawyer. Sorry, I accidentally coughed over there. You're a lawyer. She's like, anyway.
Now Nathan and Joe are talking to Massey, and Nathan's like, wow, look at that, Massey. You just walked off the boat yesterday, and look how well you're doing already. You're doing so great. That is bosun material right there, right, Joe?
Well, being a bosun, I'm going to come back on the boat after I'm done here. Nathan's like, wow, unreal. I mean, you're so good. The way you're just standing there on the swim platform, you're standing like a real bosun. It's like I can see you're engaging your quads in a certain way that only a real, true bosun would do that. Better than any lead deckhand that I know, that's for sure.
It was like there was a storm. But now that Mossy's here, everything's cleared up. You're a storm clearer, Mossy. You should add that to your CV. It's like, thank you. Love to be here. I bring some sun. You bring some happiness is what you bring. Joe's like,
I once was lost, but now I'm found. amazing, Mossy.
You're the wind beneath my wings, Mossy. You've changed. You've changed the world. I used to see the world in black and white. Now I see it in color.
We are the Mossy. We are the future. We are the ones that make a brighter day. So let's start giving.
You are beautiful, no matter what they say. I've always found that song offensive. All right, I could have done better there, actually. You're right.
No, it has actually said I'm beautiful.
I hope you dance. What'd you say?
I believe the Mossy is our future. Teach him well and let him lead the way.
So Joe's not loving this because he sees what Nathan's doing.
I hate that song so much, deeply in my soul.
I hate that song too. I hope you dance.
It's right down there with Christina Perry's I'm Only Human, which I say I hate, but I actually listen to.
I like that one. Some, yeah, that's a good
song. Actually, I do like that one. There's a different Christina Perry song that I don't like, but the I'm Only Human I like because it's such a guilt trip. I'm only human. Ah! It's like, okay, relax. It's fine. I'll do the dishes.
So Joe's getting annoyed and he's like, wow, Nathan, if you crawl up Massey's ass any further, you're going to get stuck like that. I'll wait for some laughter on that one. That was a good one. I have no clue what dynamic on board is going to be like the rest of the season, but I'm getting worried.
So, everyone's relaxing. There's Kat setting up a dinner table, and she's like, Coop, I think people are like starting to catch on, I think. He's like, what? How so? Because we need to be meaner to each other. It's like, yeah, okay, and for sure, but I'll throw you a wink if it's fake. She's like, yeah, okay, and I'll text your mom if you're too mean to me, and she follows me on Instagram now, so no one's gonna figure this out.
Okay, I'm gonna try it. You're putting the wrong fork down. That's supposed to be a dessert salad fork. Hey, that was really hurtful. That was hurtful. Like coming from my job.
That was like beyond the bounds of our game. So Kat comes up and she's like, oh, Kaylee comes up and she's like, oh, I'm sorry. Did I interrupt a moment of romance between you two?
No. I'm just trying to get back to work over here. That's it. We're not in love at all.
They're horrible liars, but nice try though. So Aisha is talking to Joy about cakes. And she's like, if I'm ever with you on my birthday, I want a carrot cake.
And Joy tells a story about how she's like, you know, when I sit work for American, I was like, you guys put carrots in your cake. I was like, oh my God. But then I tasted it. And I was like, oh no, that is my favorite.
It's amazing. I love it. Second only to noodle cake. It's so delicious.
So we go to the sun deck and Sandy is meeting up with Joe and Nathan. And Nathan is like, wow, look at this. I've organized the lazarette. Look at that. I've got it looking pretty good. Well, what do you think about that, Captain Sandy? She's like, do I look like I was born yesterday? Jeez. I mean, I have been doing salmon skin facials or salmon sperm facials, but good Lord. I'm too old to fall for that one. Good, nice try, Nathan. Organize the lazarette.
Yeah. Stupid fucking lazarette, motherfucker. I'll tell you what you need to organize. You're showing up for your court cases, sir. How have we not found Nathan yet? Where is this man? Find him.
I don't know. I would imagine a bar somewhere. I don't really think it's that difficult, eh?
Yeah.
So she asked Joe how he likes the new guy. He likes him. And she's like, are you sweating? He's like, yeah, because it's hot in the lies. Okay, well, you missed that one. Well, it's been a great talk with the both of you.
Yeah, really great. Love a lazarette. You know what? It's funny because when I was younger, I wanted to invent a cough drop and call it lazarette. But turns out Lazarettes are already a thing. Okay, good chat. Good chat.
Well, actually, now that I think about it again, I am going to invent a cough drop, and it's going to be called a Lazarette, and it's for lesbians with coughs. You know, no one's thought of that yet.
Yeah. Gigi Fernandez, she's gonna promote it.
You can't keep the air conditioning on for 5 minutes without her coughing. She'll love it.
That's right. That's right. Sandy gets a message from Max. It's a video message, and it's Max in like a Jeep. It's like a I don't know. He's driving through the desert on like something that's barely even a road, and his dad is sitting with a Pomeranian on his lap, and Max is like, "Oh, Katazade, guess what? We are doing it. I'm on the road with my father. I got him. We got a little doggy in the middle of fucking nowhere. Oh, it's the safari. Anyway, everything is good. Everything has been sorted." So he did somehow find his dad in the middle of the Sahara, and he has a Jeep, and they're driving off to Libya to freedom, and I don't understand. I don't understand what's happening over there.
It's really crazy. I was surprised that we saw this because there's been so much speculation on whether this is just made up, if this is a story, but I don't know. I bought it because that looked like a Jeep that you just hotwire on the side of a road and drive through the desert with your elderly father and his tiny Pomeranian. I mean, I bought it.
It was literally just one of the craziest. It's just one of the craziest things that we've seen. It really is.
So good. Oh my gosh, he did it. He did it. Oh, he saved his dad. It's like some Liam Neeson shit right there.
Yeah. Yeah. It's something. That's for sure. And I still have many questions, and I would like to hear answers. So then we go to Jen and Kat's cabin. And they're getting ready for dinner service, and Jen is in search of her cloak. She needs a cloak for her apocalyptic look. And Coop is calling out for her because she's asking about like his laundry or something like that. And she's, of course, very flirty with him. And so she starts like touching his chest and stuff. And she's like, "Oh my God, I keep touching you weirdly. Sorry, I don't mean to be weird with you." Anyway, he's like, "Oh, it's okay. Don't worry. You can touch me wherever you want."
"Sorry, was that your nipple?" "Whoops." "Wow. Goal. Score, everybody." I'm just kidding. I'm totally not in DL. Yeah. "Lie down right now and pull out your penis." Kidding. I am kidding. What are you talking about? I'm not flirting with you. Hey, I just wanted to say thank you like so much for always being so nice to me. Because like I really haven't clicked with anybody, but like it's really good to dick with you. I mean click with you. What? Oh my God. So embarrassed.
And then Jen goes back into her cabin. She sees Kat, and Kat's like, "Oh my God, like what happened?" And Jen's like, "Cooper was just like shirtless, and then I touched his nipple." "But just his nipples. Don't you worry." And Kat's like, "Do I have to like watch out for you? Because this is actually kind of hurting me." She's like, "Please. I thought you weren't into that anymore." "Whatever. Fresh meat for me."
"Oh my God. I hope she's not serious." So we go to the crew mess, and Nathan is texting Gail. "New Decky knows his stuff. Maybe he'll put Joe in his place. Hope he got some rest and give my boy some good cuddles for me. Heart, this is the guy who's got a son now. Just in case you forgot."
"Family means everything, as evidenced by all my actions after this season." So then it's the dinner table. And everyone's like, "Oh my God, what a beautiful tablescape. It's so good," etc. And it's Cassandra's birthday, in case you forgot. And then Jeff gives a speech, and he's like, "This is her birthday, but she is my gift. She is my gift." I'm like, okay, go vomit in a sink again.
Yeah, when people say you get choked up, I really thought he was like, "She's my..." "My gift. She's my gift." Jeez, Jeff, calm down, okay?
Seriously.
What got him so happy today?
What'd you say?
What got him so happy today? He was a real beast.
He got to be in the water.
That's all you need?
Yeah.
God. So now we go to the pantry, and Kaylee radios Jen to do the primary and the guest room. And Jen's like, okay, Kat, could you do the primary? Like, I need you to vacuum it. Ow, my wrist. My wrist really hurts. I twisted my wrist fondling ear guy. Kidding. I'm totally kidding. That was a joke.
Yeah. It was, but the nipple did really twist my wrist around. You know, when you're doing a titty twister, sometimes it could be hard on the wrist. So then Kat is vacuuming for Jen. And Kat's like, all season I've had Jen's back, and I'm getting to the point where I can just, like, no longer tolerate her negative attitude and, like, her slacking off at work and blaming it on her wrist injury, her flirting with Cooper in front of me. It's just, like, it's almost like this isn't just, like, a bad attitude anymore. This is just, like, you're not a good team member, like, Kat.
Yeah.
God bless you, but this is something you probably could have figured out many weeks ago.
Yeah, but it's starting to bug her more because now she's blatantly going for this guy, you know? So then Joe comes in to help with dishes, and Joy's still getting texts from Luke. She's like, oh, look who's texting me, huh? Well, I mean, I'm texting him back too, but God, he texts me all the time texting. Yeah. None of this is a good sign, Joy. Run.
No.
That's me on your other text saying, don't do this.
Yeah, Joy, please don't go down this path. So it's 10:33 p.m. and the DJ is there and he is spinning. And the hours tick by. It's 11:30, then it's 12:25, which I'm not paying attention to because I think, what could be the downside? So everyone's dancing and having fun, and Massey's saying, man, this is a lot. I woke up yesterday and I was in Italy. I pack my bag, jump on a plane, smoke a cigarette in the bathroom of the plane, get thrown off the plane, get arrested, get bailed out, get on a new plane, smoke on a new plane, go back to jail. Eventually, after about 4 or 5 flies, I decided, okay, I won't smoke a cigarette. And then I arrived and now I'm here. It's crazy. Did I even have a shower today? No.
I love when people travel and then they say things like, isn't it crazy? We were in one place an hour ago, and now we're in another place.
I literally am that person. I'm like, isn't it wild that I was in New York today? And now I'm in Los Angeles. It is wild. I'm sorry. I'm still amazed by air travel.
So now we go to the crew mess, and Kaylee is texting her mom. It's about to be the anniversary of her brother's passing, so she talks about that. It was 19 years ago, but they still get together, and they still celebrate and, you know, come mm-hmm. together whenever the day comes. And then we go to the main, which, by the way, is a kink for Joe. Just to warn you, but we've already seen this plot before. Don't fall for it.
Yeah. And so, I don't know, I'm just like laughing. It's a kink for Joe. Kink warning. So then it's late at night, and some would say it's early in the morning. Jen's wiping down a coffee table, and all of a sudden there's sirens. And here comes the police boat, Polizia. The moment we've been waiting for. Why are the police here? So I'm assuming, well, they apprehended Max at the border with his dad, and he had illegal contraband, and the dad's wanted, and they needed to get a reference from Max said that to call Captain Sam. I just assumed some crazy thing, but nope. It's a noise complaint.
Happened. And also, at least they did a funny version of this scene, you know, the way they put it together, because the cops come, and they're like,
get the cameras out of our face. We will not have cameras in our face.
What the hell? Why are you putting a Darth Vader filter over the police guys? It was so funny. And she's like, I'm sorry, the captain's asleep. Do you want me to wake up the captain?
Yes. Wake up the captain immediately.
Oh my God. Are you flirting with me? Oh my God. I can see that body under there. What, officer? What?
Just guess the captain. Your hand off my nipples.
Whatever you say.
Do you always have those two strange braids hanging down?
What you noticed?
Oh my God, Luke, I want to fuck your father. Kidding.
Kidding.
It's a movie reference.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So yeah, they pulled the captain out of her room, and it's all because there was noise on the boat in the middle of the ocean at night. You guys have better things to do. Don't my taxes pay for more than this? My ocean taxes.
I want to know who called the police. Who called the police on this boat? Because the music probably was playing until 12:30.
It was probably the boat of partiers at the dock.
Yeah. Who what about them?
Always late. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
They're the first ones to turn off their music and be like, oh, those neighbors sure are being loud.
I know. So someone reported loud music because 11 p.m. is the curfew. So Sandy's like, hey, I'm real sorry. I promise it won't happen again. Here's a Branzino. And if you want a little hug, and it sounds like your voice is a little hoarse, a little bit deep. Would you care for a Lazarette? It's my own proprietary brand.
Too bad. This time I give you a warning. Next time I destroy your planet.
I would love to see Below Deck Death Star. It's like, hi, I'm Captain Sandy, and I'm used to running a super yacht, but now I run a super planet.
It's 2026, though, so it's kind of below deck super planet. It's kind of like the below deck regular planet, but in this one, everybody has daddy issues.
And then when the stews have to take something from the kitchen all the way up to the main deck, Their stairs are like 60,000 steps to the surface. Like, we really gotta put a kitchen closer to the top of the top of the Death Star. Do we really have to have our kitchen buried right into the center of the Death Star?
I love spaghetti. Western spaghetti. Space opera spaghetti Western.
No, just spaghetti.
All right, well, it wasn't space Western anyway. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. Lazarette, okay? Let's talk about Lazarettes. So now it's the final day of charter. It's early in the morning. Joy's preparing breakfast. Joe finds Aisha, and he asks for a lantern and some candles because he wants to do something special for Kaylee and the passing of her baby brother. Now listen, I've learned one thing. When a sibling passes, it's a night that I'll probably get laid. All right, thank you. Bake this special. All right, toots.
Kind of, yeah. He's like, well, I really flopped on this front last season, so I've got a do-over, and I'm going to show America that I'm a good guy. Meanwhile, Jen is on the phone with her mom. She's like, Mom, my wrist is, like, really fucked up. I'm just going to show you something. Look, this wrist, like, it goes this way, and this wrist goes this way. Like, I mean, I'm fucking dealing with my wrist. I'm so over this shit. I didn't even get promoted. Your mom's like,
well,
I'm
saw a really sweet. Interesting Instagram meme the other day that said, don't put your hands up in defeat. Put your hands in the pile and put your hands together. Okay, are we done here? I'm really busy, honey.
You know, honey, I'm so sorry. I wasn't listening because I was reading a profile about Danny McBride in The New Yorker. Can you take it from the top? Thank you so much.
So Jen's like, I literally only have like two charters left, but I'm like, hopefully I'll make it, Mom. Like, seriously, it's like terrible, Mom. So now we go to the deck, and Sandy is telling the crew to haul the anchor. Massey does it, and he's amazing. She's like, wow, look at you. What are you new? I couldn't even tell. You're a pro. This was amazing. This was fantastic. God, you're the Gigi Fernandez of anchor pulling.
I don't know who that is, but if it involves some sort of cigarette, I thank you. So Joe now goes over to exert his sort of position in the hierarchy to Massey. He's like, hey, Massey, we normally turn the anchor wash on. And Massey's like, well, Nathan told me not to. You can see the water was pretty clear to see the shackles. He's like, cool. Okay. And Joe walks away all angry, and like he was rebuffed by Massey, who's following his instructions.
Yeah. Massey's like, I've been here one night. They're already going at each other. Why am I talking like that? It's too many accents. If there's too many accents, I'm doing badly to add another one on top of all of those.
But like a Liverpudlian and an Irish and an Italian accent.
I don't even know where I am.
Two French ones.
I'm still on Lazarette.
And then New Zealand. The many different facets of an English accent. Here comes breakfast, and Kaylee asks Jen if she's going to wear her wrist brace, and Jen's like, no, because then people just ask questions, and I just don't like people fussing. I'm like, but all you do is talk about your wrist, but you don't want people to ask about your wrist? Okay, fine.
Yeah.
So they dock, and it's fine.
They dock. The guests get the hell out of there. Jeff barfs all over everybody, and then he's gone. Now it's time for tip meeting. Charter 7, you guys smashed it. Gosh. Massey, you came on board. That's basically the entire cast of Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. Massey, Macy, and Mossy. Okay, you guys, you coming on board. It was such a pleasure. Okay, the tip is $26,000.
Yeah, is that great? They're like, yay. So now Joe and Mossy are talking about their families. Mossy's like, he's like, I miss my mom so much. And Joe's like, I know, bro. My mom's like my best friend. And so is my little sister. And she's in yachting. He's like, oh, really? Maybe one day you will step up as a bosun and you will take her as a deckhand. He's like, that's what I'm hoping for. But unfortunately, Nathan, he doesn't know what he's doing. So then...
hopefully in the future, I'll be the type of man who can say, hey, pull in a hose. And a new guy will actually listen to me.
I guess I'm just a guy who follows orders and cleans up lazarettes on his own. So then we have a nice little moment where Joe invites Kaylee to the sun deck, and he has a little flower for her. And he's like, I want you to look at what time it is on your phone. She's like, it's 12 a.m. But in Sydney, right? Yes. What day? And then she realizes, and she starts to cry because it is now the anniversary of her brother's passing. So he comforts her. She cries in his arms, and he gets like a little lantern that they can put in the water to honor him, and they send it off. And
he's like, it floats. You can do it. It floats. I'm so romantic. Aisha got that for you.
I know. Also, could you put the floating fire next to all the boats? Thanks.
Yeah. Where's Mary Timelaw now?
I know, it's a very nice gesture, but I was also like, there's a lot of boats here. So afterwards, everyone's getting ready to go out and everything, and Kat and Kaylee are talking, and Jen can hear everything that they're saying, and she hears Kat say something along the lines of like, God, I wish we had been roommates, or like, why weren't we roommates, or wouldn't it be great if we were roommates? God, I wish it was the two of us. So Jen hears that and is like, oh, great, thanks.
Yeah. Well, because they're like doing hair together or something. Like, oh my God, how are we not roommates? Yeah.
Yeah.
So, exactly. So Jen goes to Coop, basically. She runs into Coop and she's like, oh my, he's like, you and Kat look the same with that curl. She's like, oh, really? Wow, that's crazy. Like, did you almost just kiss me because you thought I was Kat? Stop. Okay, you could do it. Just practice on it. Just call me Kat. Just do it. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
Yeah. And so then where were we?
She's like, Jen's bro, can I have a hug? I'm like seriously having a bad day. I really need a hug from a person who's over 6 foot and works out. Thanks. Yeah. Oh, that feels really good. Thanks.
What's wrong? She's like, I feel left out. I miss my friends. I just feel like I don't fit in, especially with the stews. You know what I'm saying? He's like, well, we'll make sure to include you. That's for sure, ma'am. So then they now enjoy.
I'm in swing around. I'm the third. I'm your third. I'm kidding. Get your hands off me. I'm just kidding. Let's keep hugging. So then we go to Joy's cabin. So when she wants to flirt with somebody, she does kind of a guilt thing, because remember, she did this with the other guy too, Luke, when she was like, yeah, well, I just want you to know, like, my last relationship like ended really badly and it was horrible and I'm still living. And then when he chose somebody else, she was like, oh my God, you knew what happened in my last relationship.
Yeah. She's like, I'm letting you know that if you mess with me, you're going to like, that's going to be on you. Cause now you know how I've been hurt. So, meanwhile, Joy gets a text from Luke and he's like, I miss you, Maren. be on the lookout for a little surprise tomorrow. Ma Ren means, I think, my queen. So she's like, okay. Now they all go out and they're on the water taxi. And Jen is watching as Kaylee and Kat are taking selfies with each other. But like, you know, Jen's not in those selfies. So Coop is like, oh, look at that sunset over there, Jen. I love it. I love a sunset, you know? And Jen's like, yeah, I can see you off like on a fishing boat. Isn't that funny? Isn't that hot? Don't you want to fuck me? And he's like, yeah, I wish you could see me back in Charleston. That'll be cool.
Yeah, well, Florida's not really that far off from Charleston. So like maybe we can just like be together. Yeah, I will be with you. I will move to Charleston. Yes.
I love an above ground pool aquarium. So Jen's like, I think that Cooper is like very much a flirt and I respect it because I'm the same way. And I could see it getting carried away on like, you know, a night out in Fort Lauderdale. But we should see. I don't know, crazy nights in Fort Lauderdale.
So Sandy is enjoying her time off with no crew, meanwhile, and she's wearing her sperm mask or whatever, her like salmon sperm mask or whatever. And she's like, wow, God, my wife Leah was really right about this one. This feels great. Gosh, this feels good. Wow, I should text Nora. She could wear this on her face. People might actually date her. Till she took it off. That would be a shame. God, it's really a shame being mean to Norma just by myself with no one to hear me.
If a Norma falls in the forest and no one's there to hear it, is it still funny? So then we go over to Kasar restaurant and everyone's ordering dinner and Masi is saying how happy he is and they all cheers to Masi. And then Jen is sitting next to Coop and being very flirty. And she's like, oh my God, Coop, like, why are sunglasses on already? Oh, they're Joe's. Wow, they really suit you. You look a bit more like a fuck boy with it.
So he poses with his biceps. He's like, look at my arms. Yeah, they look good. It's like, oh my God, look at those biceps. Take it off. Oh my God, you're so sexy. Yeah, fuck boy. I'm a fuck girl. I'm kidding. That's true right now. Or like seriously right now. And Kat's getting uncomfortable. She's like, what is going on here?
And then at the other end of the table, Aisha's asking Masi about his experience and he's saying how he was a captain. So this is actually like a downgrade for him. And Nathan's like, I like that man. You're adoptable. That's cool. I love someone who is adoptable. And so Joe's like, he's listening. And he's like all upset. He's like, working with Nathan. You know, we were brothers, but now I almost feel like we're a divorced couple and we're forced to work in the same job. It's an uncomfortable place to be. And I really don't believe that we're going to find a way back to solid ground.
We know. We don't care. Jen and Coop are still kind of flirting. She's like, oh my God, look at Cooper. Like, he's wasted, bro. Because, like, look at his hair. Like, it's starting to get, like, all messed up. Oh my gosh, I'm going to put your hair up right and back. Oh my gosh, look at that. What a handsome boy I have. I'm basically from Charleston now. You want me to, like, look at my hand and put in your hair like your mom?
Oh. And so Cooper, she's playing with his hair. And then he's like, I'm so tired of hearing Cooper. She goes, why? What do you want us to call you? He goes, Coop. And she goes, okay, massive cock Coop. And then she's like, wasn't that so funny, everyone? Massive cock Coop. Which is like, everyone's like, what the fuck? Which, honestly, you really shouldn't be saying that to your coworker. I think that would get you written up with HR very quickly.
She's like, oh my God, your hair, like, it's crazy. I'm just putting the vibes out there. I just want, like, the vibes out there. Like, we all have needs. Am I right, guys? Yeah. And everyone's kind of cringing, basically, because it's another Jen moment. And Joy's just watching this, and she says, I think Jen is a venomous person, but she would learn the hard way. There's karma in life. The universe is watching you. Not my problem.
So Jen goes to the bathroom and Kat's like, what is happening, Coop? I mean, it's just like so disrespectful. And if I were you, I'd be like, what are you doing? He's like, yeah, it's odd for me because like, I don't know. She's like, don't say that. Like, I understand why you wouldn't like say something. Like, honestly, I want to cry. It's like really bad. It's actually like really hurtful. It's like hurts.
Oh, we'll talk more later. You're messing up our act that we got going for people.
No, this is why you wanted to have an act, so that you could do whatever the fuck you wanted and that she would have to just sit there and shut up and take it.
Yeah.
Sorry. Sorry, your act's not working out for you.
because you could there you can still shut it down with Jen and not betray anything about the secrecy, but you're not shutting it down, which means you're enjoying it.
Yeah, and he's not only not shutting it down, he's doing it back to her, which he continues to do for the rest of the night. And then he pulls this like,
I don't understand. Am I hurting someone's feelings?
You know what you're doing. It's not the first time. And then you continue to do it all night, even after she cries. So whatever. So he gives her a napkin. He's like, wipe your face. And she's like, no, I don't want it to be like obvious that I'm crying. You're sitting at the table crying with like 10 other people. They know.
Yeah. Yeah. And she goes, I mean, we all know Jen is controversial, but like, I'm so disappointed because Cooper, like, he doesn't even care that he made me feel less than. And that's like not so cool. So yeah, that's how I feel. So then they go, they're walking. It's at dinner, after dinner, and Aisha and Kat are like talking. And it's just like, am I dreaming? Oh, are Jen and Cooper being flirty? And she's like, yeah, it's like so disrespectful, you know? It's like, ooh, okay, well, I'm on the watch. Don't you worry.
Guys, I don't know if you remember this, but Nathan's a father now. So he goes home after the dinner to be with Gail and the baby. And then Mossy comments on Aisha's dancing because Aisha is Aishaing hard. She's just like that.
She just loves to get up in
the DJ's face. She knocks the DJ's computer, even.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm sorry about that DJ person.
He's like,
I'm really sorry. It's almost like, keep dancing. She's like, all right, I'm back at it.
So then Kaylee and Joe are dancing, and Kaylee's like, oh, I just love what we have. And he's like, no sex before marriage. She goes, it's hard when my panties are wet for you. I was like, oh, not for Joe. Please, Kaylee, I like you. Oh, raise your standards.
Yeah, so Kat and Coop sit down to talk, and he's like, so what's been going on with Jen? She's like, well, she's not a good coworker, and she slacks off a lot. She doesn't give a fuck about me. I'm like literally flirting with you in front of my face. Like, and then you don't shut it down. That's also a problem, Coop.
It's like, well, I struggle to say no, though. I'm a yes man.
But you won't. You're like that with everybody but her.
Yeah, you said no to her very clearly.
People like that always are not like that with the person they're being to. Like, I can never say no to anybody. But that's all you do to her. What are you talking about? That's
all you do. It's a great point. And he's like, I don't know. I don't want to hurt people's feelings. I don't want to be. It's like, you would rather, like, not hurt Jen's feeling than you would the girl that you are have some sort of romantic affection for. So it's all turned around and stupid. The whole situation is quite frankly very stupid. And as the great Aviva Drescher once said, you both low class, quite frankly. So Coop is like, oh, did you just hit me with a what are we? Because Kat says, like, shut it down, because what are we? Shut it down. He's like, wait, you hit me with a what are we? She goes, like, but like, what are we doing? He's like, well, we decided to do the whole secret relationship thing to make things uncomplicated, and now it somehow has done the exact opposite. Wow. Who could have seen this coming?
Whoops.
Yeah. And it's so stupid. And then they keep cutting to Joe and what's her face making out in the hot tub and getting hot and heavy. And then it keeps cutting to Kat being like, I just don't understand what's going on in our relationship. And then it cuts to making out. I just don't get it. It's so funny. The way they edit this show cracks me up. So now it's 4 hours before charter. Everyone's waking. Oh, well, Joe and Kaylee go to spend the night together. Sucks. And he's like, condom. So guess that condom? Worked out. So now the next morning, Nathan comes back and calls a deck meeting. And he's like, okay, well, I've been thinking in terms of shifts, 3 hours, you know, is just, it doesn't work for some people because they wake up 3 times. So we're going to change it. And now Joe's on night shift, midnight to 6 in the morning.
It's like, what the fuck?
Oh, bro? Okay.
Don't make me
think. So you're only going to change, the graveyard shift or anchor watch rather for the person that you don't like on certain days. Where do you want to bet? And then he admits it. He's like, yeah, I don't like that guy. Fuck him.
Yeah, this is shitty too. Like, they're both assholes. But like, Nathan, this is your lead deckhand. He's the one who's supposed to be like delegating. He takes on the responsibilities when you're not around. So like, if you're doing something in one part of the boat, Joe is supposed to be the one to oversee the other deckies, and you're going to put him on the graveyard shift? Like, what? Nathan's going to hear it from Sandy on this one, because this is just a stupid thing to do. I'm sorry. Nathan's a fucking terrible manager. Nathan's a terrible really manager. Is. Joe is a terrible employee. They both are just hideous together.
Yeah, Nathan's saying, well, you know, he's been talking mad shit about me, and it's best for us not to interact with each other, so I'll just schedule him at times where he can't see me. Wow. Super mature.
Yeah.
You know, it's too bad you didn't fuck up your life with all of this personal stuff that you did, because, wow, you'd really be getting tons of work after people watch this.
I know, right? Your management style was wonderful and not petty at all. So then Jen is talking to Kat in the laundry room, and Jen's like, hey, are we good? Because my wrist is hurting today, and that usually means I'm not good with someone. So I feel like the vibe's been a little off. And she goes, honestly, in the workplace, Jen, I'm going to be so honest. You have been completely disrespectful towards me. And like, I feel like lately how you've been like kind of putting work on me that I don't think you should have been. Like, for example, the vacuuming situation was a joke. Like, now it's just like almost like piling up, and I'm like biting my tongue, and it's just like, it's like fine, but like, whatever.
But like, what else is piling up? Like, what? She's like, yeah, and we're roommates, and you're like flirting with Cooper, you know? Like, I don't respect someone that treats me poorly. It's not acceptable. So she's like, well, like, I do apologize, because like Cooper asked if I was okay, and I was like, no, because like, you know, you and Kaylee specifically have been getting really clicky, and it's thrown off the vibe. No, no, now's not the time to accuse somebody else of being clicky, Jen. This is why nobody likes you. Come on. Oh my gosh. And Kat says, I like you as a person, but our relationship has changed. Like, I don't need your half-assed apology. So Jen just, she's like, okay, see ya.
So Jen says, I never try to go out and hurt people's feelings. Like, that's not me. And Kat has always had my back. And I don't want to piss her off after, like, you know, piss her off, whether that be work-related or boy-related. And now it just feels like I'm completely alone on an island. It fucking sucks. So I did appreciate that Jen acknowledged that Kat's always had her back. Normally someone who's like as obnoxious as this doesn't even have that awareness. So I did appreciate that from her. So meanwhile, hey, deck team, everyone, guess what? Charter number 8, preference sheet meeting. Get into your seats, okay? It's going to be exciting. Can you believe it's charter number 8? And guess what? It's a girls' trip. Insert the woohoo here. Okay, who is ready for this one, huh?
All right, we're going to have Penny, Michelle, Christina, Heather, Reggie, and Polly.
Well, their friend Kelly unfortunately can't be with them due to last-minute emergency. So she's with them in spirit in the form of one of Norma's dates, a blow-up doll. Well, isn't that sweet?
Yeah, she had all of her limbs amputated, but they are going to have her as a blow-up doll, which I'm sure she'll enjoy seeing when this airs. So, what's going on? And Joe's like, the group wants to dive off the famous Blue Cave, snorkeling, and explore the natural wonder setting the tone for the day and the adventure. Woo! And Aisha's like, oh, Michelle doesn't eat any meat or vegetables or fruit. She only eats carbs.
Yes, Michelle. I'm starting to turn into this. I used to eat like a salad every day, at least, and a lot of fruits and veggies. Other than that, but ever since that stuff started going around, ever since the food, you know, you couldn't eat vegetables or whatever, that was my excuse for like, what, a week or two? I guess it's not over, but I just never went back. I'm just sticking to bagels, bread, and cheese. That's it.
I've been eating so many carbs, and like, I keep telling myself, Ben, stop eating the carbs. Tour's coming up. You want to look cute on stage. And, I'm just racing in the other direction, like hardcore going into Carbville. So I don't know what's going on.
So good.
I mean, it's been such a happy life,
I have to say.
Yeah, it's great.
But also, guess what? Everyone's,
I don't know. I don't know what my but also is. But what I will say is that everyone's back to work. And provisions are coming, provisions. And then we were just saying how we never see provisions anymore, but here come provisions. And amongst the provisions is a delivery of a bouquet of flowers. And the card says, it just says to Ma Reine. So Jen is holding this bouquet.
This is so annoying because he texted, Luke texted, keep your eye out for the little surprise tomorrow. And it's flowers. It's like grocery store flowers, really.
Yeah.
Don't really have me waiting all damn day for some shitty Trader Joe's flowers, sir.
Seriously. So, Jen is sitting here holding this bouquet. She's like, anyone? Anyone get a bouquet? Who's Ma Reine? Who's Ma Reine? Do we have a mother on board and her last name is Reine? Who is Ma Reine? Ma Reine. So finally Joy shows up. She's like, oh yes, these are from me. They're from Luke. And Jen's like, what? And she like looks squarely in the camera like, are you kidding me? I was holding
she does. Flowers. That was so good. She's straight into horrified. The camera like, what?
She's like, I cannot believe this. I mean, she's mortified. She's horrified. And she's indignified. She is like, she's like, I can't even do this anymore. I feel bad that she's that embarrassed. I think it's time for her to move forward though. It's like girl, this she was like a hookup. It didn't work guy. Out.
I mean, yeah. She's acting like she was dating this guy and this is so unfair. Like, girl, please. And Joy was flirting with Joy at the same time as you, right in front of you. I can't with Jen. She's ridiculous. And she's embarrassing herself by acting like this, by like storming off. Really, so Kaylee asks if she's okay. And she's like, no, I need a break. Like, fuck this charter season. Seriously.
And they're like, what? And she's like, oh. And she just goes in the bathroom. She just locks herself in the bathroom and starts crying. It was so funny. I mean, Jen, like, he did you dirty for sure, but also like you cannot let this man have this power over you. And he got fired too. Like the karma worked out for him. You should like she's just way too, but she is just, if she can have a tantrum, if she can have a moment, she always is going to take it. And I was just
crazy. In the coming up next week clips, we see her texting Luke. She's like, whatever, fuck you, you're an asshole or something. And he immediately calls Joy. He's like, oh, I got kind of a weird text from Jen. What the hell?
Oh, dear. Fun times.
Yeah, good times. Thanks so much, everybody, for being here with us today. Daddy, I'm coming. We will talk to you tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
It's Always Automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Etchels.
We never miss her call. It's Diane Call. Big yay, it's Emily Gauthier.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
It's no BS. We love Hugo E.S.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's our palliger. It's Karen Gallagher.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
Come again? We're obsessed with Margaret O'Halloran.
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the Berg.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
She's the lady of the house. It's Rachel Sharouse.
She sure is swell. It's Raquel.
Yes, we canna. It's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy. It's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors.
She's VVIP. It's Amanda V.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Put us on a stretcher. It's Charlotte Fletcher.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall. We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Let's get savage with Laura Wildman.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
Roger that, it's Marlis Rogers.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
She's our princess, it's Rebecca Prince.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie, it's Sarah Tell of Sun.
Yes, we canna, it's Savannah.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
Strike a pose, it's Tori Rose.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.